Wir werden oft gefragt, ob wir glauben, dass ziviler Ungehorsam in dieser Situation funktionieren kann. Und jetzt gibt es ein erstes Erfolgszeichen in den Niederlanden. Nachdem wochenlang tausende Aktivisten täglich auf die Straße gegangen sind und jeden Tag aufs Neue von der Polizei festgenommen wurden, hat die zweite Kammer des niederländischen Parlaments die Regierung dazu aufgefordert, ein Konzept vorzulegen, die fossilen Subventionen zu beenden. Wir wissen noch nicht, ob es funktioniert, aber es ist ein erster Schritt in die richtige Richtung. Und wir sehen, dass die Proteste vom zivilen Ungehorsam ankommen und Wirkung zeigen.
Als je net ingeschakeld bent, we zijn hier op de A12 in Den Haag. We protesteren tegen de fossiele subsidies tussen de 40 en 46 miljard euro per jaar. Dat is ongeveer 2700 euro per burger per jaar. Een gigantisch bedrag. En het gaat nu aan voordeeltjes, belastingvoordeeltjes vooral, gaat het naar de fossiele industrie. Terwijl dat nou juist de industrie is die onze toekomst kapot maakt. Daar komen wij tegen in opstand. If you're an English speaker, sometimes I forget to give some information in English. I always try to do so, but sometimes I forget because, well, there's a lot going on here. We are on the A12 in The Hague. The highway that's not yet a highway at this point. And we are here because we are protesting against the fossil subsidies. The fossil subsidies are between 40 and 46 billion euro per year. And that's 2,700 euro per year per citizen of the Netherlands. And it's very strange that we are subsidizing our own destruction, basically. And all the scientists and the International Energy Agency have said that we must stop with fossil fuels. And we should not drill for new oil and gas. That's madness, because we have already enough gas and oil to bring us over the Paris Agreement targets. The theme for today is Queer Riot, because we want everyone to feel welcome. That includes all minorities, so also sorry, I can't find the words in English. I also have to look at what's going on around me. They're sending away a sound engineer from the camera team. Why? Why? Yeah, now the director and the cameraman are protesting with the police. Yeah, that's very weird. They're sending away part of a camera team. And I heard from two journalists, Ik Ben Daf on Twitter and Chris Klomp on Twitter, that they had problems with the police yesterday. The police were telling them to go away, to get out of the way, to stop taking photographs from too close. They said, well, you can just use a telelens, which is of course ridiculous. You cannot take good pictures with a telelens of the things that are going on here. And so Queer Riot, that's one of the themes. Queer people, they are in a difficult position in society anyway. They are more than normal people, normal between brackets. They're more vulnerable to, for instance, homelessness. Yeah, it's difficult, more difficult for them to find a house because sometimes they are just plainly refused. And such problems will only get worse in the climate crisis. So that's a reason to pay attention to this and to be more careful with the climate crisis and more protective of minorities. They are in a more difficult position, especially when the climate crisis will get worse. Also, what I should say in English, if you can see the people with orange vests over there with the heart. These people are from Germany, from Letzte Generation. That's a climate activist group in Germany. And they are here with a delegation of more than 100 people to show their solidarity. And their tactic is to I think I will do another withdrawal. Yeah. The tactics of the people from Letzte Generation. I don't know what's going on. You see the police going to the support demonstration.
Extinction! Rebellion!
Yeah, on that field over there, that's Malieveld, there are some people who don't agree with us. I wonder why, because the only thing we want is a sustainable earth, a sustainable world where everybody has a good future, a safe future. That's what we want. How can you disagree with that? Probably these people are not properly informed. But what I was telling is that the people from Letzte Generation, who are guests here, they have the tactics of gluing themselves to the streets. And the police is here with acetone to dissolve the glue and scratch them from the street surface. Thank you. Oh, nu zie ik het. Ja, ik zie mensen met oranje hesjes, die zitten daar vlakbij dat grote gebouw. Die zitten daar bij de verkeersborden boven de weg. Oh, dat is interessant. Ik zal even kijken of ik kan inzoomen. Dat is wel heel creatief. Even inzoomen met die moeilijke vingers van mij. Die telefoon die begrijpt die vingers van mij nooit. Ja, oké, net boven de hoofden van de politieagenten. Er staat een bus die wit-oranje is van achteren. En net rechts daarvan zie je mensen in oranje hesjes zitten. Die zitten net boven de ingang van de tunnelbak, denk ik, of iets daarvoor. En wauw, dat is wel interessant. Nu gaan we weer even uitzoomen als dat lukt met die moeilijke vingers. Oh, wat gebeurde daar? Ja. Dat wordt nu even niet gearresteerd, dus ik ga maar eventjes wat dichterbij hier. Leste Generation. Here there are many people sitting from Leste Generation, from the German visitors that we have. Okay, now die zitten hier nog wel even, denk ik. Ik vond het toch leuk om even weer hier te kijken. Maar gisteren waren er aan allebei de kanten arrestaties. Maar zo te zien is dat vandaag niet. Ja, nu hebben ze het door.